You're listening to SBS News.
The think tank estimates the fund would raise around $1.5 billion a year, with natural disasters currently costing the nation approximately $13 billion a year. The Institute says these costs will only continue to rise as the frequency and intensity of fires, floods, droughts and heat waves increases due to climate change. Principal advisor of the Australian Institute, Mark Ogg, says every tonne of coal that is mined in New South Wales ends up as 2.5 tonnes of heat, trapping gas in the atmosphere. He says the main cause is the burning of fossil fuels, which is undertaken by a small number of mostly global fossil fuel companies.
At the moment, they pay nothing towards the problems that they're fueling, and most of them pay zero corporate tax in Australia as well. This proposal would be great for the Australian economy. It would provide many thousands of jobs, and importantly, it would also reduce the burden of the costs of these disasters on ordinary Australian households and businesses.
Many regional communities have been hard hit by deadly bushfires, and Bellingen Mayor Dominic King, whose shire has been ravaged by fires this year, says his area has never seen conditions like those it's now facing. He says the conditions are impacting the physical and mental health of people, as well as affecting local businesses, and he supports fossil fuel companies doing more to support the communities that they operate in.
We're also seeing large parts of our biodiversity being lost in these fires, and that is our economic future lies with nature-based tourism. We're also seeing impacts on our water supplies. We're seeing impacts on our farming and our agriculture. So we need support into the future. We do not have the budget or funding capacity to deal with these issues alone. So I think the fossil fuel industry certainly needs to step up and start to support our local communities.
Ian Dunlop was the former chairman of the Australian Coal Association in the late 1980s. In the last 30 years, he's switched direction and is now working towards minimising the use of fossil fuels and making companies more accountable for their emissions. He says the fossil fuel industry has spent vast resources and time trying to slow down the introduction of any serious climate change policy, and he's calling for the industry to contribute more to the community.
Of course they can afford it. I mean, you know, this industry has been going for 50 years. It has benefited enormously from the use of fossil fuels. Now, we've all benefited. I mean, the wealth in this country has largely been created on the back of fossil fuels. But the fact is that you can have too much of a good thing. It's now clear that we can't continue doing that. And the industry is well able to contribute to solving this. And it needs to basically change its attitude and start getting behind serious policy that accepts that what we're facing is a genuine emergency which is going to require far greater action than anything we've seen so far.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.